Sackville's Pride Week kicked off on Thursday with a flag raising at the Mount Allison Chapel and will continue throughout next week with events like Queer Prom and a queer art showcase at Strutt's Gallery. A parade and flag raising originally scheduled for Saturday has been postponed due to threat of weather impacts from Hurricane Lee. Last year, another hurricane, Fiona, arrived during Pride Week, forcing the cancellation of one event that will now happen this year, the belated Sackville launch of Lennon Cub, A Queer History, by Meredith J. Batt and Dusty Green. Before their planned event in 2022, Batt and Green spoke with CHMA about their remarkable book, based on the lives of Leonard Len Keith and Joseph Cub Coates, two men who grew up in the rural New Brunswick village of Havelock in the early 20th century. Thanks to a local history buff and collector, a collection of photos by Len found their way to the New Brunswick archives, where Dusty Green eventually found them. The images show life in Havelock and the region in the early 1900s, and also document the relationship between Len and Cub, by all appearances a happy but covert romantic bond that lasted roughly 15 years. Batt and Green think their story may be one of the oldest photographic records of a same-sex couple in the Maritimes. Here's Dusty Green speaking with CHMA in September 2022.
I have worked in sort of the culture and heritage sector in New Brunswick for a little while before this, and never really had I seen anything like this. Like, there weren't a lot of references to queer people in any of my previous work. So when I found this, there are photographic records. Some of them are glass negatives, like incredibly fragile images. And then the breadth of them is really amazing because there are so many photos of them together. And it's, you know, once you realize that the lion's share of the Keith family photos were taken by Len, and then a significant portion of those include photos of Cub or Len and Cub together, it was really, really remarkable. Just because I had never seen anything like it before. And so to see a same-sex couple living in rural New Brunswick some 100 years ago, it really, really shook my understanding of New Brunswick's history and queer people's place in our history. Yeah, it was a really amazing experience. I'd still get emotional looking at the photos of them together, because some of them are really spectacular.
The impact of the discovery of the photos and the piecing together of Len and Cub's story was also significant for archivist and author Meredith Batt.
And coming out as queer, you know, later when I lived in Moncton and I was going to university there, I often felt very out of place, like I didn't quite fit in, and I wasn't really sure what the queer history of the province had been. And that, you know, it wasn't just unique to me that other people have gone through similar things. And so there was this absence of being able to relate to a queer past, I guess you could say. So when I was at University of Moncton, University of Moncton, I was able to do a little bit of work on Molly houses in London. And that was, you know, kind of eye-opening. And so when I heard about the Queer Heritage Initiative of New Brunswick that Dusty had started, and that was in its, you know, early stages, I was very keen to meet with him. And since, you know, working with Dusty, it's been really fantastic. A lot of really good work has been done. There've been a number of different donations and accessions of material, and they're now housed with our partnering institution where I work at the Provincial Archives. Because, you know, I have a history background researching the boys and their life, has been a fascinating experience and really has helped me to put myself in the shoes of the researcher, and that really helps inform my work as an archivist.
Batt and Green needed their research skills to put together the story of Len and Cub for their remarkable book published by Goose Lane. Len was a prolific amateur photographer, documenting life at his garage and pool hall in Havelock on hunting and road trips around the region.
So we spent a lot of time looking at the photos and then looking at the photos again, and sometimes under a microscope or magnifying glass, looking for teeny tiny clues that might tell us little bits about their lives. But some of our research took us to military records, and strangely enough, military records sometimes make notes on people's character. So that's really interesting. We got to learn that Cub was a very friendly and helpful person, well suited for public service. His Second World War records note that he'd make an excellent liquor store clerk, and
Really?
given some of the photos, it's pretty hilarious because their story intersects with Prohibition in Canada, and so but certainly we have lots of photos of them drinking alcohol together. And then Len, one of the things that I like about Len is that it's really evident just from the photos alone that he was a friendly and positive person. He's almost always smiling in the photos, whereas Cub is a bit more reserved and sometimes a little grumpy looking. But Len, he's always happy, and he traveled all over the place and always seemed to find friends no matter where he went. Almost exclusively other men, but I mean, that makes sense. But yeah, he seemed like a very personable, friendly guy.
The thing that was really amazing for me, and I get what Dusty was saying about the archival records, because we really had to like build a web out from the photos by, poring over and looking in multiple places, whether it was car records or newspapers or military history records. And that is a really interesting aspect to their whole story. So Dusty talked, I think, about the rarity of the photos and about how, like, there's only like this is the only photo collection that we have so far in Atlantic Canada of these of their relationship that document their relationship. I'm sure there's others out there. I think in time we're going to find a lot. And for that time period, I should specify, we've seen lots of photos later on. For that particular time period, it's very unique. But the other thing that adds to its uniqueness is during the First World War, both of them are veterans of the First World War. Len was conscripted, and Cub actually ended up following him a few weeks after Len was conscripted. And so they both ended up serving in the engineering corps in the First World War. And Len was able to bring his camera with him and photograph some of the training. So we have those records, which are extremely rare, especially because due to fear of espionage, military authorities were really worried about cameras being used by soldiers, but they were able to use them during, to capture moments of their training, and so that was really interesting. So we see them, at baseball games, watching horses. Kind of captures some of the lighter moments of their new life as soldiers.
That's Meredith Bat speaking with CHMA in 2022 about their remarkable book, Lennon Cub, A Queer History. Bat and her co-author Dusty Green will be in Sackville on September 22nd for an author event at the Sackville United Church. Green says the interest in Lennon Cub has been notable, with people from across the country and the world reaching out to the authors.
The interest level has kind of blown me away just because it is. It's a niche piece of history from rural New Brunswick. But I think that the level of research that Meredith brought on board and our collaboration together in writing it, we tried our best to paint a good picture of what life was like at the time and contextualizing their relationship and how it would have happened. We put a lot of work into it to try and make it as accessible as possible. And it seems like that work is paying off because people seem to enjoy it. So I couldn't be happier with how things have turned out.
Dusty Green and Meredith Batt will be at the Sackville United Church next Friday, September 22nd, to talk about their book, Lenin Cub, A Queer History.